Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill with the Water Cooler Conversation. Jill, do you like oysters?
I do. The raw ones on the half shell.
Right. Raw on a half shell. Look at you, man. You're just like, you're like rattling it off. There. Like, why? What? We got some here? Can we order?
No, I was hoping somebody was going to bring some in.
Yeah?
No?
I guess we could look at having that done here at the station because the French, they're starting to offer fresh oysters.
Oh.
From vending machines.
Oh. I don't know how I feel about them being fresh.
Yeah.
But I have seen things in the past where you can get caviar in vending machines as well.
Really?
On a TV show. They were out
no,
in
it's
LA.
On a TV
show. But it was a reality show. They were in LA in like some mall and they're like, who knew you could get the caviar in a vending machine?
Yeah. And
gross.
It's, well, this is in hopes of selling more of the delicacy outside business hours. This is what they're saying.
Because, you know, when you need an oyster.
Right. And you can't just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
So, I need oysters and I need it now. It's an aphrodisiac. Have it to her.
Oh, yeah. See, maybe that's why.
Yeah. It could be.
For date night.
Yeah. Well, one pioneer is Tony Berthelot. He's an oyster farmer. And his automatic dispenser of live oysters on an island off France's western coast offers a range of quantities, types, and sizes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for me, it'd be nice. You just swing by the vending machine, grab your oysters, and you get your steak, and you go home. And...
Yeah. What, steak in the machine next to it?
Yeah. Ooh, look at that ribeye twirling around in there.
Yeah, not sure. Okay. Yeah, and it has
just
to like...
just drops flat.
Right. It has to go around, and then the little coil starts spinning, and it drops down.
Just gross.
Some of the meat gets hanging, you know, still hanging on the hook there.
Sounds delightful.
Sure it does. The refrigerator dispenser with glass panels so customers can see what they're buying. Because, again, I'm looking at it and going, I'm a little skeptical sometimes of ordering anything besides chips out of a vending machine that they're going to be fresh.
Exactly.
And so they say that it's similar to those that offer snacks and drinks at buildings worldwide. And customers use their credit card for access, opening the door of their choice from a range of sizes and types.
And it's like a Christmas party.
Yeah. So
what door are you going to pick?
What they're saying is selling live oysters for machine bets on more than just open-minded consumers, because live mollusks that are not kept cool enough or stored too long out of seawater can cause food poisoning. So
What I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that can't be good.
Right.
They must be storing them on ice in the machine or something.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google it.
I don't understand it, because then I'm going to look at it and go, they'd be like, okay, let's see. Do we want the walleye or catfish? Yeah, same thing. What are you just going to
do that out of Angostura?
Drop it down? We could. All right. So we got a new venture. All
Woo-hoo,
right, Jill. We're
another
going into
business plan.
2018. Here we come. All right. Today's Best Hits, Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7.